is a podcast called Walk, Talk, Listen. An attempt to connect people and make this world a bit better by sharing opinions and experiences based on the belief that everyone's perspective is true, albeit partial. My name is Maurice Bloem, and I would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Walk, Talk, Listen.
I'm Charlotte. I am a sophomore at my local high school. This year I have brought the crop walk online so that we could still walk during COVID and raise money for hunger. I have been helping with the crop walk for the past 5 years. I'm helping alongside my mom, and I will hope to continue running the crop walk for the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's so great, Charlotte. I mean, it's one of the challenges that we have within CWS and with our Crop Hunger Walk is to get the younger generation involved. It's awesome that you're doing this and have done this. How did it go so far?
It was pretty good. We raised $10,000, so that was
great.
Really amazing. And it definitely challenging getting like all of the participation when you couldn't see people face to face, but it went really well and I'm really happy with the result. And everyone was so nice, so it was good.
I don't know if you've heard, but I since 2012 I've been walking a 100 mile, you know, in a week, 5 to 7 days. So I walk 15 to 20 miles per day. And I've done it in different parts of the U.S. as well as in Indonesia. 1 year I was there. And I do that to raise awareness for, you know, about hunger and money. And tell people around the world also that, you know, in the U.S. you have these awesome communities that are walking, through the Crop Hunger Walk to raise awareness as well. So, but what I would like to ask you, and maybe I kind of know the answer, but I'm still want to know. What would drive you to walk 100 mile? You know, why would you do that?
I would walk 100 miles, just equality for all people is the broadest way I can say it. I am a huge feminist. I support BLM and LGBTQ, and I feel it's so important to have equality for everyone and be able to have the same opportunities for all people. And that is something that, poverty as well, of course. So that is what drives me in life. It's just the idea that it is possible and I can do it. And so.
And what do your classmates think about that? That you're involved with all these type of things?
They think it's really impressive. And a lot of my friends, we talk just for hours about equality and things, and we just have a conversation. And they think it's really impressive that they can do that. And I think they also feel it's surprising that someone so young can do something, which is something that is deeply rooted in our society and is something that needs to be changed, because anyone can do anything they want, no matter of age.
Absolutely. When I walk, I talk with a lot of different people and we talk about a lot of different topics. But one of the topics that continues to come back is, you know, why are we in this world? And they are spiritual or religious related conversations. And what comes up is that it seems that this younger generation, you know, approaches life maybe in a different way, or looks at spirituality and religion in a different way. What is your take on it? You know, how do you think what's going on?
I think that, I mean, I'm a very religious person and I'm not ashamed to say that. And I feel that a lot of the younger generation and my generation aren't religious. A lot of my friends are not religious. And there's like this kind of, there's a lot of bad rep around Christians and about there's extremists and fundamentalists about what they believe. And so I think that a lot of people think of that when they think of Christianity, and it's not what it's about. And I think that it's just this misconception that turns a lot of people in the younger generation away from Christianity and religion. And it is not that at all. It is about loving everyone, no matter who you are, and standing up for everyone, no matter their like color or race or sexuality. Or, and I think that without religion, I would, life would be a lot harder. It's something to cope with, and it's something to help. And like during bad times, you can turn to it and think that, oh, there's someone out there for me. There's a plan for me. And it's very settling and like calming. And so I feel that if we could just get over those misconceptions and stop thinking about them so much, that there'd be a lot younger, more younger people in religion and believing in Christianity or whatever religion. I just feel it's, yeah.
So, you know, I also, during these, which I call the virtual walks and talks that I have, I talk with, you know, younger generation as well as with faith leaders. What would be your advice then to some of those faith leaders in trying to connect in a better way with, you know, you guys?
I feel that it would be good just to speak out. There's a lot of the more liberal churches. I think my church is quieter. They don't, it's harder for them to reach out to people. And especially now, like the best way is to have a social media presence, because everyone is on social media in some form or another. And I feel that if they just spoke out about it, or, you know, just like had in the front of their lawn, like, you know, those stakes that said like, we support everyone or whatever, I think that can help. And just kind of do little things to show that they do care about everyone, and they don't care that about your sexuality or your race or that. And it should be something that's just given, but it's not. And so I just feel little things, and my church is great at doing that. And I just feel that's important for everyone to just keep in mind, to try to showcase their understanding and acceptance. That makes sense.
Oh, that totally makes sense. Okay. Yeah. And I hope some of those faith leaders will listen to your advice. I think it's great. So thanks for sharing.
Thanks.
You know, there's a lot going on at the moment in the world, right? You have the COVID, and you were referring to Black Lives Matter. And well, in this country, you know, we have the elections coming up. What are some of the things you worry about at the moment?
I worry that, well, that there won't be any recognition, that there won't, that BLM people will still, people of color will still be discriminated against, that LGBTQ will still be discriminated against. And I'm worried that it will be too late to really raise awareness and keep telling these stories about all these people who do face discrimination and get their story out, because otherwise people will still, who have privilege, will not learn about their privilege. Because when you have privilege, it's so hard to realize, oh yeah, I have privilege. And it wasn't until like quarantine, when I started reading more about the Black Lives Matter movement and the LGBTQ, that I realized my privilege as a white upper class citizen. And it's so important to teach people about their privilege. And if no one is taught about their privilege, nothing will ever change. So it scares me that people will continue living this life of privilege without trying to educate themselves, without being educated, and that our government won't do anything to teach them or help people who are discriminated against. That's what's really scary.
Yeah.
I think really sharing your story. If you have something that has happened to you and if you're comfortable sharing, then tell somebody, teach people. And I think it's important to focus on facts and just, you know, have a stance and have facts to back you up, because a lot of words are being twisted and there's facts versus feelings and this whole thing going on. And it's really important for every single person, and it doesn't need to be big, just little things like posting on social media, putting signs out, just things to teach people and get them used to the idea that there are other people and that is okay not to be the definition of, you know, a white, cis, straight man. That is what is not like the person who is least biased against, and just trying to teach people that and just get them into their mind. Because if they see it enough, if they see this repetition of different people, and that eventually my hope is that they will understand and start to realize it's more commonplace and it's more the norm to be that. And there's so many people. And so I just feel, if you can do something, just post something, tell a story, talk about it. Do not talk about it. It's so important to talk about it, because otherwise no one's going to learn. Conversations about it, just, and always learning, always try to learn. I'm constantly reading things, constantly watching videos, staying up to date on the debates and things, because it's so important to know where everyone stands and what's the problem and how it needs to be fixed and what the facts are. And you just need to talk about it, and you need to be educated and keep learning about it. So.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I so agree with you. You know, I was going to ask you, do you have any message for the people listening to this podcast, but you just did. So, that's awesome. And yeah, I would like you to know that, you know, like you, I'm also often worried, but, I'm, you're giving me a lot of hope. You know, if I listen to you and I, you know, hear you kind of explaining what needs to be done, so yeah, it's thanks for that. So you made my day.
Thank you.
You know, do you have any idea of, you know, what you want to do after your high school?
I do. But there is, it's kind of a long list, but I definitely want to go into something activism-like, or English or music-related. I just love talking about equality. I could talk about it for hours and hours. And it's something that I definitely want to focus my life on, because it is something that is so important and needs to be talked about. And that's also why there's an appeal to me for music and English, because you can tell these stories and you can get voices to be heard through music and writing. So that's really something I want to do, but haven't quite decided yet.
Well, you have a lot of time to, yes, to think about it. So I still don't really know what I want to do when I grow up. So, you know. So thank you very much for sharing that in today's podcast. It's I'm really grateful for it, and I'm absolutely sure that it will also be very inspirational for people that will listen to it. So thank you. Everything you do and are going to do, because I think when I listen to you, you're you know, you have a lot of plans. So that's great. Keep on.
I do. Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Walk, Talk, Listen. Please check us out on www.100mile.org or follow us on Facebook.